During the course of the weekend, we saw hefty amounts of rain occur in quite a few areas. The most significant, of course, was in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa, where over 4 inches of rain was reported at official locations, and Doppler radar suggesting even heavier amounts in some areas. The precipitation was part of a larger scale event that impacted a large part of the Midwest starting late last week, starting first in the upper parts of the region and working its way southward as time went along. And we do have a large percentage of the region that still way too wet now, but things are going to change. The pattern's going to become a little bit better, a little less intensive on the rainfall and a little bit less persistent, and we'll also see temperatures staying warm through a big part of the forecast period taking us through next week. And so the end result here is that yes, we're still going to deal with excessive moisture in some locations. We do have at least a several day period here of additional rainfall across a big part of the Midwest, but as we move along in time, we should see the lighter intensities occurring at the same time that our temperatures continue to be consistently in the 80s, maybe even getting into some lower 90s once in a while. That means evaporation rates between rain events will be high enough that we will see progress made working away from the excessive moisture situation, and crops will eventually respond quite favorably to the environment that they're in. Those areas that are, of course, are underwater is a whole different story, and some crop damage may have occurred to the point of permanently injuring some of the crops. And some replanting would be necessary if we could do it, but it's pretty late in the year, so it's probably not going to happen. But I think the overall bottom line is still quite favorable for a big part of the Midwest. Most of the eastern areas have not been subjected to excessive amounts of rain. Certainly the western areas have, but we've seen this happen in years past where we've had some flooding occurring in the spring, and everyone's gotten a little concerned about it. But a few weeks down the road, it all of a sudden looks much better, and the crops are doing quite well. And I think that we're going to see something like that take place here as we move forward through July. We're still speculating a little bit about ridginess around during the month of July, but as far as a persistent dominating ridge that's going to settle in one particular location and stay there for a long period of time, that is not likely. We will see higher heights, and we will see some ridge building across parts of the region, but it most likely would be progressive moving ridges so that we have short-term bouts of dry and warm weather followed by opportunities for showers and thunderstorms and slightly cooler conditions. It's really the perfect scenario for many areas, and I fully expect to see our crops continuing to evolve in a favorable manner. Those that are subjected to the excessive moisture right now will see some improvement as we move forward through the next couple of weeks. There's always that risk that we may run into something a little bit more dry and warm than what we're describing here, but with the weather pattern being what it is right now, the amount of moisture that's in the soil, the potential for feedback into the atmosphere, and also an active jet stream being suggested in the 18-year cycle, there's very little reason for us to be gravely concerned about the prospects of going over the edge here on the other extreme, getting too hot and too dry. I just don't think that that's something that we have to worry much about for now. But everybody in the Midwest will get rain at one time or another over the coming week. We'll look for rain totals running 1 to 2 inches in quite a few areas. Most it will be 1/2 to 1.5 inches, and there'll be some localized totals that will probably get upwards to 3 inches or more. Next week, though, 1/4 to 3/4 inch rains and local totals to 1.5 inches will occur, with coverage dropping down to 75% and maybe even less in some locations. Our temperatures will be in the 80s on a regular basis across the Midwest, a few upper 70s in the far north, a few lower 90s in the south, but the bottom line is still looking very good for the majority of crops across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.